Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember,
it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
We have an announcement. We are singing the stretch tonight. I'm kind of terrified. I'm not going to lie. It is Ryan Dempster, somebody who can give us a tip or two about singing the seventh inning stretch. Dip, never have you been more useful than you are today.
Go slow. Go slower. Slower the better.
Marshall is texting me right now about when to turn the mics on the crowd.
Definitely the Cubbies. That's always a good one. The whole crowd, they want to hear themselves, and that's important.
Everyone is going to have fun, and hopefully we won't have to say we need more runs or something like that at the end. Hopefully they'll
let's...
the freaking Rockies.
Hey, Nico. Layla's going to be doing the seventh inning stretch tonight. Do you have any tips?
Don't play it cool. Really go for it. Everyone's there to have a good time. They want to see you do the same.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris are going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
They're in the house. Yeah, I'm getting out of the way. Yeah.
Tonight's guest conductors for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Midday show host on 670 to score, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
First things first, a happy birthday to the legendary Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes.
Very good. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris, thank you.
A one, a two, a three.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live from Budweiser Brick House Tavern in Wrigleyville. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon. And now here's your hosts, Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody.
That's right. We are live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville for Cubs on Deck. We've got a packed house.
Hey.
Everybody woke up early to come hang out with us, and they beat the rain. We love to see it. We are looking forward to having Ian Happ come by here in the noon hour. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Useful today, that's for sure. Visit your local Verizon store today. We are also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. We've got Jenna Duddleston manning the ship here at the studio. Also, we have Matt Anaya, who was here earlier. Connor O'Donnell, of course. Our producers, Ray Diaz, who's here with us right now at Brick House. Love to see Ray.
Ray.
And then we also have Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer helping out as well. And hello to Rich Wyatt, our engineering crew, for helping out and being here too. I feel like we were just here at Wrigley, guys. I feel like that just happened. I don't know why.
That's what extra innings will do to you. It'll make you realize you don't have much time between leaving the ballpark and coming back right by the ballpark. And you know what? It was worth it. You know, 11 innings, sometimes it happens. I was hoping we get to the 14th inning, then we could do the seventh inning stretch all over again.
We've gotten so spoiled because I feel like 11 innings is now some sort of like award, when in reality, I used to watch 3 and 4 hour Cubs games all the time previously that were only 9 innings. But in the new pitch clock era, we're now like, oh man, this is a 3 hour game. It did last more than three, as we know, but it was still fun to be here. And as the kids say, sleep fast, show and go. And that's why we're here this morning.
It was a must win. It turned into like there, it gets to a point when you're the better team out there and you're playing that long. If you're going to play that long in a baseball game, you may as well win the game. It got to that, especially since you guys had sung the seventh inning stretch. It was a tie game. It turned into a must-win situation. So we are all thankful this morning to Matt Shaw with his game-winning hit that just barely dropped in there perfectly for the Cubs to win this thing 4-3 today. Were you guys, were you anybody out here at the game last night? Were you guys? No, okay.
They knew they had to be here today.
That's why you guys look awake.
Yeah, huh? I was going to say. Well, that's because there's a Bloody Mary over there. There's a couple draft beers over here. Shout out to Ari and Christina who are running the bar over there taking care of everybody. And I did mingle with a few people in the crowd before. It sounds like some of you might be excited about seeing Ian Happ today. Is that possible?
We have the Gold Glove Blend Coffee. They're serving Connect Roasters over at the table right
Delish.
By the bar, so we love to see it. I do want to talk about the game first. We will obviously talk about singing the seventh inning stretch, of course, Take Me Out to the Ball Game and the reactions that we got as well. But I think it is important to note that, number one, I kept sitting there in these beautiful seats we had that were like 1914 Club adjacent going, if they don't win this game, we're not going to be allowed back in the building. So selfishly, I wanted to see them win.
Yeah, and the thing was, when they got to extra innings, I was like, all right, there's no way the Cubs lose this game,
well,
right?
Well, I mean...
And then we saw things like, I don't know, even know how to describe what we saw early on with guys that can hit home runs trying to lay down bunts.
Well...
And bunting for outs.
On the first pitch of the at-bat.
PCA,
like, where do you think that bunt's going to go? If you had to guess a PCA bunt direction, wouldn't you assume just straight up into the air or something
well,
like
that's,
that?
Well, that's what happened.
Are you saying he can't bunt? I mean...
No, I'm not saying he can't bunt. I'm just saying if combine energy of PCA with opportunity and then try to control energy, what do you think is going to happen there?
That seems like it would not go his way necessarily. I'll say this, though. At no point in the 11th inning did I believe that the Cubs were not going to, at the minimum, even though they were down a run, at the minimum, send it to another inning. You know why? Because the man for the man in the 11th inning was Pete Crow Armstrong. I was like, that dude's going to score. Yeah. It's just a matter of how will he score. And immediately, he takes off, steals third base. And I was like, okay, that run is go ahead and just account for it. It's over with and done with. I didn't know that Matt Shaw was going to have a walk-off hit to send us all home. But I was like, PCA is going to score. So it was kind of a give-and-take thing. PCA didn't have the best day at the plate, to put it mildly. But these Cubs against this Rockies team, a team that has not gotten to double digits in wins yet, and we're over 50 games in, that's bad. They basically said, we see you, White Sox. Hold your beer, watch this. And that's what this entire season has been for the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah, it's embarrassing for the Rockies. And, you know, they did fire their manager, Bud Black, earlier. But when this is the roster, what's funny is one of the guys who did come through for them is probably somebody who's going to get traded in Ryan McMahon. I know we were observing him before we knew what the situation was going to be on Matt Shaw. That was a rumor that Bob Nightingale had reported about. So he gets the Rockies on the board. And then, you know, the home run from Cade Horton, but you would think to yourself, even when you know the wind is blowing in, even when you know that the Cubs were in for a low-scoring game, that they should still be able to outslug the Rockies. It just took 11 innings as opposed to the typical 9. They scored 2 runs in that 11th frame for that 4-3 final. And you're right, that manufacturing the offense... Like, that's what you need PCA to do. Ends up being 0-for-5. We know one of those was that at-bat with a failed bunt. But when it comes to being able to say, strategically, I'm going to put you as the man for man on second base. We're going to have you steal third. And we were there. That was a crowd of over 40,000 people on hand on a cold Tuesday night at Wrigley
and
to
they were
let
still
you
there.
Know. And it was Puerto Rican Heritage Night, which I think also added to the just atmosphere and how fun it was. A lot of people having flags in the crowd. That was really cool. But everybody stayed to watch because I think they know, if they're in the building, and I mean the fans, that there's a higher than lower likelihood of this team coming through and winning a ball game like this. Like, you know they're going to walk it off this season. That's the confidence level that everybody has.
And that's to your point, Grody, about expecting the Cubs to win. Mm-hmm. It's the Rockies. If you don't win that game, how are we going to feel coming in to do this show on a gloomy Wednesday?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that on the walk from the red line in with the rain falling and looking at Wrigley Field. Usually we come in on these days, it's like a Bears Monday where the clouds will not allow any sun. If they lost last night, it would have been an absolute problem. I will say, you referred to the home run that Cade Horton gave up in that long-ass seventh inning where there was two pitching changes while you guys are up there in the booth.
Of all the times to wait for the seventh inning stretch.
Yeah.
That game was moving.
Oh, cool,
pitching change. In that
sitting there
inning.
Awkwardly next to Pat in a chair squeezed into about 3 square feet.
I told Robbie Triano, he and I were sitting down there, and I was kind of doing this stream of conscious thing throughout the game as I was like listening to fans behind me, who, by the way, we'll get to this later, we're definitely talking about the Bears. Ray can attest to that. Well, I could say it really quick. There were some fans behind us, probably about 21, maybe I think they were just of drinking age, and there's somebody behind me, like loud and clear, says, I was listening on 670 The Score, and they were really going in on the Bears, and I was like, oh yeah, this is awesome. And I'm like, I'm just kind of like, oh, Bears. And then I was trying to think. I was trying to think of who was the host that was ripping. It could have been anybody, I suppose, because we all have our opinions about the Bears.
Are you kidding? They just make it up online.
Well,
right now.
That's true too. But
I'm laughing at that part. We did that? Really? That's interesting. I was there for that show.
I believe it was Steve Rosenblum. It had to have been Saturday Suckage that they were listening to. A bunch of 20-year-olds had to have been Saturday Suckage for sure. But during the game,
weekend morning radio.
Yeah, I think it was in the fourth inning or so. I told Robbie Triano, I said, doesn't Brenton Doyle just sound like a dude who is going to hit home runs? I don't know anything about Brenton Doyle, to be honest with you, but Brenton Doyle just sounds like a strong name, a guy who someday is going to hit 49 home runs. I'll
49?
Be damned. I don't know why that's I came up with that number. 49. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. 49. And then I'll be damned if Brenton damn Doyle did not hit a home run off of Cade Horton in that seventh inning to tie the game at 2 and make us all go, uh-oh, could the Cubs possibly lose to the Colorado Rockies tonight, a 9-win team? By the way, the Cubs are 13 damn games over 500.
Yeah,
season high.
It's not just that it's a season high.
Go.
It's that if you're doing the Memorial Day check-in, which is what the afternoon show was doing, you're feeling confident here. The fact that we can say, oh, man, we just expected this team to win that game, and here's how and here's why. The confidence level that everybody has, I feel like, is incredibly high when it comes to that part of it also. Brenton Doyle ends up also coming through in the 11th, and we knew that the Cubs at that point really had to manufacture two runs in that bottom of the frame because of the situation that they were faced with. And unfortunately, we did see some less than ideal at-bats out of the Cubs in the 10th inning, but they make up for it in the next extra frame with a little bit different strategy. Unfortunately, if I'm an opposing pitcher, I guess I'm just feeding your heart of the order nothing but sliders, you know, in extra innings, because that's what everybody was biting on.
Well, nobody was hitting those balls that were hit in the 11th inning for the Cubs. The Michael Bush home run, that was an absolute excuse-me swing. It gets in there. The Matt Shaw game-winning hit. It, like, barely, like, not hit hard. I mean, and that's the thing. The wind was blowing in last night, so while I didn't want to see PCA get up there and bunt in the eighth inning as the crowd is yelling, is cheering MVP, and then he shortens the mound. It's like, no. It's a tie game. You need to try to hit a home run. But guess what? Nothing was working for either team in terms of manufacturing runs last night. Got to give a shout-out to Reese McGuire last night on two separate occasions, when the Cubs were down one and when the Cubs were tied at two. In the sixth inning and the ninth inning, this guy threw out runners trying to steal. He made life easier for Ryan Presley, who, by the way, was back in the game in the ninth inning doing the high wire act once again. So he's made his way back to the ninth inning. So, hey, and even Dansby Swanson tried to steal. He got thrown out trying to steal in the eighth inning. So there was this small ball duel going on. It's the Rockies, but it was kind of fun baseball to watch going back and forth because of the conditions and the small ball-esque style.
It felt like, because we know the longer a game, the longer a series, the longer anything goes, when it's two teams who are not evenly matched, the likelihood that the better team is going to win just continues to trend up. And that's how this game felt watching. You mentioned Ryan Presley. Still looking for that swing and miss stuff. I've been looking for a long time. I've been waiting a long time.
You looked at me, man. You're like, you feel good, Grody? I said, no.
Yeah, because he doesn't have swing and miss stuff at this stage of his career. So that's problematic. Now, I'll give all the credit in the world to Chris Flexen. It was his game to win or lose.
Glad you mentioned him.
His ERA is still zero after pitching two innings and getting the win last night. He's now 3-0 out of the bullpen, so he's doing his job.
Flexi.
But really, it comes down to this. The Cubs, as I told you guys, a week ago, they're so much a better team now, an even more dynamic offense now that Matt Shaw is back and hitting in the nine hole, and you're not wondering every night who's going to be playing third base. His defense has been above average. He has come up with doubles. Hasn't gone deep since he's come back up. But, again, another 2-for-5 night and his first career walk-off hit. You have to be supremely excited that in a game against a team that, yeah, you're supposed to beat, you've got a guy like Matt Shaw doing his part and showing you how dangerous this lineup can be from literal top to bottom, because he's at the bottom. I think we should listen to what Matt Shaw had to say after the game, because this is a guy who sounds and looks very different from when he got sent down to Iowa.
Listen, Matt, it didn't take very long, but you just got your first big league walk-off. Describe this moment.
Oh, this is amazing. What an amazing place to hit a walk-off. You know, great at-bats in front of me, and gosh, I'm just really blessed and very thankful.
Hey, you had a big at-bat yourself. A couple of strikes. Take me through what you're telling yourself at the plate.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a really good slider. You know, just trying to see it deep and hit something the other way. You know, he's thrown good sliders down. He threw a couple early in the at-bat, so just trying to see it deep, hit something the other way, and good things happen.
This moment, the moment where your teammates just come rushing towards you, describe it.
It was amazing. It's surreal. It's so awesome.
This time around, you seem much more comfortable up here. What's changed?
I mean, there's so much that's changed. I had a lot of perspective after getting sent down, understanding, you know, some things that I was going to do differently this time around, and it's been working, so.
Hey, Matt, congratulations. I feel like this is your welcome to the big leagues moment.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
I actually think his welcome to the big leagues moment was facing the Dodgers in Japan, but yes.
A different type of welcome to the big league moment.
Love Elise Mediker, and she's right. The point is that what he was seeing was not just slowing it down, but when he's telling you about his approach, and that's what I feel like it wasn't that at bat. He was just trying to make contact. When you're trying to make contact, knowing your elements and knowing your situation where you are manufacturing offense, you did just already have scoring in that inning, and then you know that you're going to try to bring around John Birdie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that part of it as
Speedy
well,
Birdie.
By the way. The Cubs are able to do what they need to do to get on base. What we saw there was an attempt at simply making contact, and it worked. But when Matt Shaw is telling you about a defined approach, that's what makes us different. You know, you are talking about swinging for the fences and extras. I'll take this all day. I'll take Matt Shaw coming back after being sent down. The defense is working. We're seeing a lot of crossbody throws. We're seeing him deep at third base, like far across the diamond defensively, trying to make plays. And even if they're late, I'm okay with it at times because still get that timing element down. But for him to be this guy and walk it off, you can't ask for much more. We have much more coming up from Brickhouse Tavern with our crew. It's so nice to have a live studio
What's
audience
up, crew?
Today. Raheemy and Harris on the score with Mark Grody. And by the way, we are allowed back because the Cubs won and we sang the seventh inning stretch, so at least we're not bad luck. We will get into the experience, what it was like, one of those bucket list moments. That's coming up.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Jack.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris are going to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. I believe they are in our booth. They're going to sing from our booth, I think.
They're in the house. Yeah, I'm getting out of the way. Yeah. I don't want to interfere with the singing of this thing now.
The interfering of the singing. I didn't hear that because we were waiting for the world's longest seventh inning to end. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Brody. We are live from Brick House Tavern today. Ian Happ joins us at noon. And yes, the reason we were here last night was because we got invited to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. And it was a very cool experience. We were greeted by Joe Rios and the Cubs and got customized jerseys. That was really cool.
Yeah, the customized jerseys I was not ready for, but I gladly accept it. I'll frame that up, get that ready to go. I think the entire experience is just understanding that you're here for a purpose, not just to enjoy the ball game, but you have a functional purpose that kind of overrides everything when you're thinking about, hey, we're going to the Cubs game tonight, but we got to get something done and we got to not screw it up.
That's it. The goal is to not screw it up. And I'm here to tell both of you, you did not screw it up. I'm very proud of you.
The
guys.
Key was really low. Like, I didn't have enough bass to hit the low D. I should have just just sung on a higher octave. But I did, like, for a little bit. But this is not choir practice, you know? You're just trying to get from point A to B.
Yeah. Trying to entertain the crowd. You got 40,000 people you got to shout
well,
to.
Well, it was cool because I didn't know you would get to actually talk to the organist beforehand and then you tell him like what key you want it to be in, and I let Layla handle all that.
Oh, whoa! Do you guys get high maintenance
well,
on
I
the
mean,
organ
we
player?
Practiced,
what happened
no,
there?
We practiced and what? No, we wanted to start on a few times. That was something that we talked about before.
Yeah.
So I just relayed what we had discussed to the guy.
Oh yeah. Wow. Okay. So what note did we start on?
Was, D. So it was a D key. Situation? Yeah, it was key low D.
Okay.
So like that was the issue. Is I don't have that kind of bass.
Low D. Okay. And then
but
the
you don't want
was...
to. The biggest mistake that you have in the Star Spangled Banner is that people started too high, and then you end up in the uh-oh, I'll make up for it now realm. So you don't want that to happen where you're botching the Star Spangled Banner like Carl Lewis did.
You heard in the open, Grody, how we got all this advice from people.
I'll make up for it now.
I think the most important advice, uh-oh or not, was definitely from Nico Horner. He's like, just lean into it. Like, what do you, don't take it too seriously. You're here to have fun. Everybody in the stands, they're already having fun. And just add to it.
So the experience, we get to the Cubs offices, and we are greeted with these really cool jerseys from Joe and the crew. We got to bring our crew. Mark, you were there.
I was.
Robbie was there. Ray was there. So we got to roll deep, and we then got to check out the W Club, which I had never been to. Food was awesome.
Definitely a W.
Yeah, I stayed away from the alcohol because that's the last thing I need when I have trouble talking as it is. I'm not going to sing on that. So the point is, it was a great bar, great atmosphere. That place was packed. The food was fun. You know, we were all there hanging out.
Do you remember when we walked out? I don't remember who it was that said it, so I don't want to point fingers. But as we got out of the W Club, we're, again, very generous, a wonderful buffet of food. Great to see, you know, they rolled the cart, dessert tray, the whole thing, drinks. And we got out there, and one of the people that we were with said, should we go back in there and grab some more stuff? Should we get some more dessert or something?
I was the one who said water.
I said, yeah. We need water because it's a hike to get back here. So let's just grab the water.
No, but there was somebody who said, like, should we be taking advantage of the cheesecake situation? Or perhaps the drinks, something like that. Because while we have it, we may as well use it. Right?
One of my friends is like, I'm going to get a cookie to go.
Maybe
and
that
I think
was
she
it.
She got
it was
a brownie. Yeah, and then I obviously got I got a cookie to go, which was great. So that was
good move. Smart move.
We all loaded up because we were on the other side of the ballpark from the W Club, which is fine. Yeah. We had incredible seats.
Yeah, like, seats were great.
When you're behind home plate like that, to be able to see what a pitcher is throwing. Mm. That just changes the game. A lot of times when I was sideline reporting or whatever, you're in the well. So you're on a baseline, so you can't always see what's coming out of somebody's hand like that. Those seats were incredible. And then we had a bunch of friends who came to support, which was really fun. There were tickets that were available for people, but the crowd, as we said, was just massive. So then you're trying to watch the game, knowing what's coming, that we're going to get picked up in the fifth to get brought upstairs.
Yeah, we get the text, hey, I'm on my way to come get you guys to take you up to do the seventh inning stretch. And I say, and the text comes to me, I say, Layla, it's about that time. She says she's on her way. And from then on, it's like we're going to proceed up an elevator and then up steps and then into the booth. And listen, I had so much fun last night. You know, I know not everybody was imbibing. I had a singular birthday celebration drink.
That's it?
With my boy Ray Diaz.
Okay.
And we're just hanging out, man. Having a good time.
Such a good time.
It is weird though because we were told to enjoy it, but really you're just I'm of the mindset of trying to just get it done properly.
You can't relax until you do it right.
This is our job: is to exist on camera, is to exist over the air, and in these cases, you know. That's our job, is to get you from point A to B, to focus on the logistics. Like, we've got abilities that will happen in the meantime, but you don't get to soak it up like you want to because we're too busy just trying to make sure we're doing the things right. Mm-hmm. You know, there's that part of it too. We talked about that. Like, we did want to wish Pat Hughes a happy birthday.
That was my thing from jump.
Wasn't Pat. Pat didn't say, you might want to go ahead and shout out my birthday.
No. They actually told us when we got there, they were like, Pat doesn't want anyone talking about his birthday. I was like, well, he's not really going to have a choice because I'm going to have a mic and I'm going to say happy birthday
to Pat.
What
did I tell you, Marshall?
He's
don't
a
ever
legendary.
Talk about my birthday on the air again.
Yeah. No, but did you see his face?
He was smiling the entire time watching you guys sing.
And so they zoom in on him at the start, which, like, that's, and then you
No,
get the,
it was a great touch.
It got the crowd even more involved because Pat Hughes, like, come on, that's royalty.
Yeah, did you think about shouting him out? Happy
birthday. I shouted out Marshall.
And I know that you wouldn't want it.
Yeah, I definitely don't.
I shouted out Marshall's birthday on our show.
Yes. Okay.
My biggest fear was that organ note would be holding for a long time, like, while everybody, you don't want to have a speech, and I'm like, and extend Kyle Tucker. You know, you just start yelling out your sports thoughts, you know, while
that would
have
been phenomenal
for
if you had just said extend Kyle Tucker.
Raise in the again, background, what about PCA? Huh?
Or we were joking in the stands after we got back about just yelling mustard. But then we realized there was a bunch of people in the crowd who would probably understand that reference, which would have been amazing. But
I was amazed
not
at how many young people
place.
Were in the crowd. I was amazed at that many young people. But I was like, like, I guess school's out, so people are just out here.
School's out kids? For
school's not out.
Quote summer.
Some schools. I had 2 9-year-olds and a 10-year-old in front of me.
That was awesome.
They were done with school. They said.
Yeah, they were done with school.
Taking pictures with Marshall.
Last day. Yeah,
this guy was adorable with these kids. This guy right here.
Trick love the kids. That's, yeah. I'm on the record.
Love the kids.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. These kids were. Oh, you're the guy that sang the seventh inning stretch, and he's signing their balls and taking pictures with them. These kids were like starstruck by Marshall Harris. And I was just sitting back watching, just smiling. I'm like, look at this guy.
Rhodey is slightly exaggerating.
No, but not much. Not much. They were very entertained by you, and they wanted to know. And you were engaging them as well, which is cool,
yeah,
which
man.
I love to see.
The children are our future.
Right. I was dealing with the 20-year-olds behind me who were going
Future, Grody. They're also our future.
They are.
Future score callers. Meatball machine, recorders.
Oh, yeah. I love, that we've got the younger people. Like, you know, we can only imagine that those kids were, as Bob Tree and I were talking about, probably listen to Saturday Suckage, those children, I would imagine. But they love you guys. They love the midday show. The people behind us obviously love the score as well. So it's cool to know that the demographic that we're getting, that we got the kids. So that's good. And I see lots of kids out here today too. Look at all these young people out here.
It's such an out of body experience. Yes. Like that was the thing about it. It was one of those things that you never think is going to happen in your life. And then it happens.
Yeah.
I guess we should play it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we should probably
play it. This is an auditory business, so do that.
If there's one thing that I don't enjoy, it is when you get paid to talk, and then now you have to listen to yourself sing. So let's do it. If you missed it, this was our seventh inning stretch last night.
Bears.
The game is tied. It's time for the seventh inning stretch, featuring the midday show score hosts, Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris, to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris.
First things first, a happy birthday to the legendary Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes.
Yeah, I didn't have enough bass to fill out the low notes there. Yeah. I don't have it. That's not me.
It's okay. You sounded phenomenal.
It was a good. It was a really good time.
I was happy to spend time. Could you imagine when you met me? I don't even know how many years ago that we'd be singing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field.
2014? No, I would have put at least $1. You know, the dollar in my notebook that I got from you for Crosstown. Yeah. I would have at least bet that, and now it would be worth 50 cents.
That's facts.
It was an incredible experience. Like, how do you put it into words? You don't. You just don't. It's one of those things that you never dream you're even going to do to begin with.
I will never forget it. If it's not the most memorable birthday I've ever had, it's definitely the most iconic.
But then you guys threw the hats into the crowd. How did that feel?
Yeah, they made us sign hats.
And fire them.
That's why
you fired it. You look like you wanted to hit somebody. You're like, fire it right.
Yeah, yours kind of went like.
Yeah.
Down it like is.
I don't know. I just threw it like, and you know, obviously I'm standing next to you and in between Pat, and I probably should have stood in front of you because
you're smaller.
I didn't think about where the camera was. I just stood in a place that I fit. But they said to throw it, so I did. But I'm laughing because I'm like, this is worth more to people if I didn't sign it. Like, no, nobody needs that.
I don't think that's true. You're Layla Rahimi.
Are you kidding? You guys came back to the seats. The tough crowd right behind us was like, you guys did good. You guys were fine. Nice job. Nice work out there.
I think fine is probably better.
So the section really appreciated what you guys were doing.
We tried to represent them.
In our great seat. By the way, like, I got to tell you.
It extend Kyle Tucker. Yeah. Like, I
should have said it.
We should have just gotten all of our sports thoughts out there that we don't have.
I don't need to get all of them out there. I think the one we would be hallowed to another level if we had yelled out.
Shout out to Bears OTAs.
You know what I think of? I think of Seinfeld where George's dad is like, how could you give $5 million to Hideki Arabu? That's always what I think of.
Hideki Arabu.
That's always what I think of in moments like that. Like if you had one thing to say on the microphone like that in front of people, like what would it be? The declarative sports statement?
I think that would have been our chance.
How could you get $5 million to Hideki Arabu?
Arabu!
That's hilarious, actually. Because it was a movement, a moment, as was last night. And you know what? Maybe they will extend Kyle Tucker.
I do think it's because we're talking about it now. Like, here's the scenario. Seeing the seventh inning stretch, whatever. You know that you're probably doing it only once in your life. It's Pat Hughes' birthday. It's Marshall's birthday. You're like, oh, and another thing. Just yell it really quick and then fast forward to the press conference. And Jed Hoyer's like, well, if it wasn't for Marshall and Lele yelling, extend Kyle Tucker singing the seventh inning stretch where they ruined their opportunity, I would have never thought about it.
Wow.
Never again. Never again.
I think Jed Hoyer would have appreciated us saying that.
I think Jed Hoyer appreciates more humor than we give him credit for. I've always been a believer of that. My favorite was when he was trolling us on his phone. In his comfy and cozy office up here at the Cubs offices, laughing at Dan and me while we were freezing sitting at Gallagher Way for the home opener a couple of years ago. I was like, I can see you, Jed.
That's terrible.
Well, I mean, he wasn't doing it mockingly. He was just like, yeah, I see you guys right now. Then I see like this shadowy figure up in one of the offices. And I'm like, oh, there you are in your heat, in your climate-controlled environment.
Why were you guys outside?
Because it was the thing to do. You got to go outside.
Man,
for
I'm glad
opener.
We're inside. Everybody glad we're inside today?
Yeah.
I know it is raining quite a bit. So
shout out to the indoors.
Yeah, if you like climate control, make some noise. I did want to say make some noise, too.
Shout out to me inside.
We will talk more about our experience and also include Ray and Robbie. Robbie got some TV time, but unfortunately his head was cut off. So we'll ask him about that, too, next. It is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody live from Brick House Tavern with a great crowd. Brought to you by Verizon. That's next on the show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
And I love the song. I do. It's got a great beat and it's a lot of fun. I like the way they sing it.
We're live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville. Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon.
We are live from Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville as we broadcast through the Score Hyundai Studios. We've got a great crowd here at Brickhouse as well who came in early. Coming to you live from Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigleyville for Cubs on Deck as we look forward to having Ian Happ here at noon. Cubs on Deck powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. Jed Hoyer also talked before the game, and we didn't get to hear that because we were all trying to get ready, trying to get here, had a show, had meetings after the show.
Coffee.
You know, that whole deal. Yeah. So Jed Hoyer did talk before the game, and there was a lot in what he had to say. And I think we probably want to start with acknowledging the discussion that, again, he was approached, and he was asked about Pecoro Armstrong. You've heard it a lot here on our show. But the latest, as far as the negotiations are concerned, if there are any, and what the progress report is. So let's take a listen.
So now is the dreaded extension question period. You know, the standard answer has to be that, you know, we're not going to talk about it.
Right? Right.
But, I mean, there's a lot to be optimistic about, a lot to feel good about here.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, I just think in general, like all those, any negotiations better kept in house, and I think we'll just do that. But I agree with you.
He specifically said, like, I want to play baseball this year. I thought you said that as well, and then there's kind of like reports hinting at.
We're not being honest. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I said we're not being honest. I was kidding. No, yeah, I mean, ultimately it leaked out that we did. I mean, we hadn't talked in a couple of weeks when it leaked out when we were in LA, right? And obviously, you know, I think that in general, it's just easier to negotiate if it's not out in the media. People aren't speculating on numbers and things like that. You know, even the number that came out about that wasn't right, you know? So I think that's kind of how we view it, is the more we can keep things under wraps, the better when it comes to that. It's always a player. The not talking during the season to me is a player focused thing. Like, you know, I'm not playing, and we can. I mean, I've got time to negotiate if they want. But for a player, if it's going to mess with their head, if it's going to distract them or, you know, make them feel different, then like we shouldn't do it. But it's so to me, not negotiating in season, that's a player thing, not specifically a team thing. But I totally respect guys that feel like they don't want to deal with it in season because, you know, they do feel like it messes with their performance. I get that.
So that was hilarious because the follow-up question happened immediately as the organ started. So then I was like, wait, is the organ supposed to accompany this person speaking? Like, how is this working? And Jed Hoyer, to his credit, did try to use some humor, which we've talked about Jed's humor. But that being the latest in this, I think it makes sense. You know, the Cubs didn't say it was a team policy. They want to be reflective of people who are focusing on their jobs right now. So all of that made it make sense and put it into perspective.
I love that Judd Hoyer kind of put the onus on the player, that he was like, well, you know, players play, and so they don't want to have to deal with this. He's like, hey, man, I got, hey, PCA, you want to negotiate a contract? Come on up to the office. I got some extra time. Kyle Tucker, you want to put this together right now? I got a little time to talk about you. There is no doubt about it. So I like that, and I do also, I got to give a shout-out to Bruce, too, with the way he prefaced that question, the dreaded, awful question that we now have to ask you. There's my disclaimer. Here's the question. So I just like that it's we're not going to get anywhere, I don't think, during this. Maybe with PCA, but obviously not with Kyle Tucker. But it is nice that it's still out there, that they're talking about it. And even though Jed can't say much, he's saying a few things, including, I'd love to negotiate.
Here's what I'm confident in. I'm confident that the Cubs will get an extension done with Pete Crow Armstrong between now and the beginning of next season. Here's why that has to happen.
You're putting a dollar on it?
You want to give me a dollar today? You can just give me that dollar to
yeah,
hold it.
Yeah, it's in my notebook.
Okay,
how
so
much did you
we can make that wager.
Paid to do the stretch last night. You think, get paid to do that.
So wait.
Right?
Yeah.
We got a jersey and some food.
You think there's a world in which, unless Pete Crow Armstrong, and I'm knocking on, is this wood?
I don't know, man.
Knock
it's
on wood.
Wobbly.
I don't think so.
Okay,
no.
Well, knocking on wood here. How about that?
I don't think so.
That unless he gets hurt and has some horrible injury, he is going to get paid between now and the beginning of next season. Why am I so confident he'll get paid between now and the beginning of next season? Because every day they don't pay PCA, the price just continues to go up.
Yeah, okay, so multiply that by 10, and that's Kyle Tucker. Like, that's my issue.
But Kyle Tucker, there's a degree of immediacy, because technically with PCA, you don't have to do anything for several years. You'll just end up paying him $200, $300, $400 million, depending on how many years you let this go.
I think when you know that there's a CBA coming up that is due to stop, and when you know Jed Hoyer's in the last year of his contract, I appreciate him talking about at least being asked about Pete Crow Armstrong. It's something that we've put out there a lot. But I don't have the same sense of immediacy about Pete Crow Armstrong as I do about a guy who has single-handedly changed the look of your lineup.
If they had ever signed anyone to a contract worth more than $200 million, then maybe I would say that's true. But because we don't know that they are not going to continue to operate like a small market team, we know that it's imperative that they get PCA at the lowest price possible. I would say that even weighs in on how much they're willing to pay Kyle Tucker, because they're going to be like, you got to pay him both? I don't know if we can afford both of them.
Yes, you do have to pay him both of them.
I know that. You know that,
soon.
But we're not the one who are writing the checks.
I know. It's something that we continue to talk about. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I know we're up against it, too, but I also appreciated him acknowledging at least the flurry of oblique injuries that they've had as a team. We get bad news on Miguel Amaya.
4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's a long time, and he's been an appreciated bat in their lineup.
Was that worse news than the Porter Hodge? We just don't know.
Yeah, because 4 to 6 weeks is a long time. Like, Porter Hodge, at least, they don't want to make an estimation yet, but when you consider 6 weeks without Miguel Amaya's receiving ability and his bat, that's a big concern of mine. I don't think oblique injuries are contagious. I think this is coincidental. I think it's what happens when you have guys who are powerful who use a lot of muscles in their body. But either way, that is a setback that could hurt this team.
I'm not so worried. Like, for whatever reason, and maybe the Cubs have earned this because in the past it hasn't been like this, but the Cubs at the catcher position, there's a little magic going on with
that. Oh, is that what we're doing?
We're
leaning to the
magic? A little bit. Like, Carson Kelly and Miguel Amaya, like, you can make all-star cases for both of those guys that are not going to both go to the all-star game, obviously. And then Reese McGuire, out of nowhere, out of the White Sox irrelevance, Reese McGuire rises.
Was that necessary? The White Sox reference.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
It was, well, because a lot of people around here know Reese McGuire from the Chicago White Sox. So I just
or
thought
other
I'd
headlines.
Give a nice or other headlines. I would just give it a
or
nice
other headlines.
Familiar. The guy comes up, hits. How could you say that after his emotional interview, after he hit those two solo home runs in Cincinnati? And then last night, again, man, low-key MVP of the game stuff, throwing out two guys trying to steal second, in down a run and tied 2-2. So I don't know what's going on. Hey, how about Moises Ballesteros? Maybe he comes up. Maybe
he's
we
not
get
ready.
Him.
They've already been very clear that he is not ready to receive at the major league.
He's kind of like what Kyle Schwarber was for the Cubs when he came up. He's a okay, right? You're a catcher. I remember Schwarber coming up. The first thing that he did when he came up was warm up the pitcher in between innings, and people got excited. Oh, baby, he's a catcher. Then it was like, is he even a left
the
fielder?
The Cubs carried three catchers confidently that season.
Yeah,
this is not the same.
Yeah, well,
this is the fact that they had depth at the catcher position,
and they've also been Carson, not just depth, good depth.
Good like, depth. Yeah. Miguel Amaya made great strides. Carson Kelly has had an incredible couple months offensively and is a wonderful backstop.
Almost homered last night.
Right, and you're right. That game yesterday was one on the base pass because what happens? That centipede Crow Armstrong to third is what ended up helping them walk it off. That
ballsy.
Was just enough power because Matt Shaw wanted to make contact
right.
in order to manufacture
Shout
that
Shout out
offense.
To Mr. Shaw. Two stolen bases, scored on one of those steals after stealing second. So he doubled his stolen base total last night.
Power, speed, I mean, it's something. The power wasn't working last night. I felt like the Cubs, did anybody tell them the wind was blowing in? Because I felt like they were swinging
oh,
for
no,
home
they,
runs.
They knew. That's why everybody was playing small ball once
well,
we got it, to
eventually
the sixth inning
they did. Eventually they did.
No,
like later
I don't know,
teams.
Man. I haven't talked about the at-bats in the 10th inning, and that was woof.
Yeah, you were like, getting angry in real time.
Yes, because it's
you're
like
yelling
you,
at me. I'm
you
like,
know what
at
you're going to
yeah.
see in the 10th.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to see out of a reliever who's established, especially when they've got the book on you. You know you're going to get a diet of sliders. Lay off.
Mm-hmm.
This segment was brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We are going to switch gears and talk a little NFL coming up because the news in the league is always happening. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, next with Raheemy Harrison Grody from Brickhouse Tavern on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce.
Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.